Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Long Shots. Here's Wes Reynolds.
Welcome into Long Shots. Kelly Bidlin, Wes Reynolds here. A special new edition episode of the podcast, if you will. Oh, you've often heard the segment Around the World with Wes Reynolds. Well, we're making its own episode every single week. We're going to go around the world, whether it's the DP World Tour, whether it's LIV, whether it's LPGA, whether it's Champions Tour. I don't even know what Wes is going to be firing on every week. If you follow all his golf stuff over the years, or if you have followed all of his golf work over the years, you know he fires wherever he sees value, often on the DP World Tour, but other times on other ones as well. Wes, how you doing, buddy? Glad to have you with out on your own podcast now with this.
Yeah, I'm doing well. The first episode of the Around the World. So cue the Daft Punk song, I guess, Around the World from back in the day. But this week, just a stop in the DP World Tour as they resume action. They were off last week, of course, because of the Players Championship. But Porsche Singapore Classic, now a several-week swing throughout Asia, even though you got 2 weeks off, and then, of course, the Masters. But DP World Tour basically going to be in Asia until about the end of April and starting this week in Singapore.
Okay, great. Love it. So what you guys are going to get, this is the new, basically, the new long shot schedule with maybe a little bit of TBD with some other additions to it. But we're going to have the Around the World episode that's going to come out on Tuesdays. We will have that out on Tuesdays, and then our normal PGA Tour Long Shots episode will be out early Wednesday mornings. I know I've been getting a lot of tweets about that. I'm sure you have too, Wes. People kind of wondering where pods are at. That's the new timing that we're going to do with these. So you're often going to hear myself with Wes. It might be Matt with Wes sometimes, but whenever Wes has free time, basically between writing and doing shows and recording podcasts and everything, that's when we're going to grab him to hit all the other Around the World tournaments. And I know for the audience out there, they're in one of two camps, Wes. They say, one of them is saying, thank God this finally got separated so I can just consume the DP World Tour content and I don't have to scrub through the podcast to figure out when Wes is going to talk about that. Or there's the other camp that's saying, thank God they got that stuff out of the normal PGA Tour podcast. So I don't know. You're probably one of those two people out there, but hopefully this works better for you anyways, because it's going to work a little bit better for us, I think, a little bit more smoothly. So, Wes, Singapore Classic, odds board, Shane Lowry going all the way over to Singapore after hanging out in North Florida. Okay, 9-1 at the top of the board. You got Paul Casey, 12-1. Rasmus Højgaard, 14-1. Matthew Pavon, 14-1. And then everybody else, 20-1 or longer. Wes, tell us about the tournament. Tell us about the course.
Yeah, you mentioned in a little bit of heft here, at least at the top of the odds board. Lowry, of course, had the two top four finishes before a T20 at the Players last week. Mathieu Pavon was sixth on this course last year and obviously makes his return to the DP World Tour after, I would say, a very successful rookie season so far on the PGA Tour, having won the Farmers Insurance Open earlier this season. Paul Casey, you mentioned, he lost in a playoff 2 weeks ago at LIV Hong Kong to Abe Answer. It was he, Cameron Smith, and Abraham Answer. Answer was the leader throughout the tournament, but Paul Casey shot a great round at the end. Cam Smith had won there before, so Paul Casey was runner up there, and then I think he was top five here in Vegas also at the Live Las Vegas event. And then you mentioned Rasmus Højgaard. He comes back after 2 weeks of playing in Florida on the PGA Tour. Now he comes back to the DPWT, where he has not finished outside the top 11 in five events so far this season, including three top 10. So I'll run down the event a little bit because this is only the second year for this event on the DP World Tour. It was actually won by a South African player named Aki Stridham last year, who was 400-1, as high as 400-1, beat Sammy Valamaki, who we've seen on the PGA Tour make a couple decent show-ins, especially in Mexico a few weeks ago, and beat him by one shot. Porsche became the new sponsor this year, comes aboard. The last year event actually had a little bit of controversy because the first time that the DP World Tour / European Tour, I'm still used to calling it that, had a tournament in Southeast Asia without co-sanctioning the event with the Asian Tour. And that was mainly because the European Tour and the Asian Tour partnership kind of ended because the Asian Tour, you know, sided with LIV Golf.
Right.
You know,
they were the only one to basically side with LIV.
Yeah. We're allowing those guys to play in the international series events and whatnot. So, you know, that's why you had a little bit of controversy here. The course I'll break down, it is Laguna National Resort there in Singapore. This is the classic course. There are two courses, a master's course and a classic course. The classic course is going to be the venue for this week event. They call this track the Beast. But last year, it wasn't much of a beast because you had monsoon season over there in Singapore. So it flooded the course. So it made it really soft. And 19 under par was the winning score. I would expect you're going to get kind of lower teen-ish this time because I think you're supposed to have some wind this week. 74-20, par 72. However, a big separation between the front nine and the back nine. Front nine only plays as a par 35 going out, 34-89, par 37 on the back at 39-31. So that tells you obviously more of the par fives on the back nine. Thick rough can be penal here. You got five lakes and, you know, different water hazards. So you can get in a little bit of trouble off the tee, but the fairways are pretty darn wide. It's a second shot golf course, so you want, I think, really good ball strikers here.
All right, Wes, as usual, I'll be doing the location reviews for Around the World with Wes Reynolds, and this is looking pretty good. This looks like a spaceship or a cruise ship or something out in the middle of a golf course. We might have to go check out Laguna National at some point. I'm sure we can squeeze those.
They play at pretty nice venues on the DP World Tour. I don't know why so many of these players don't want to play on this tour anymore. I don't get it. It's fabulous.
Although it does, I guess it does lead me to one of the few questions I do have for you about this event. Shane Lowry playing quite well in Florida. Why the hell is he leaving the state of Florida right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he got an appearance fee or what it was, but yeah, I saw him in the field. I was looking over because I usually look about a week in advance. I'm like, what's he doing over here? You know, because this is I'm guessing that this is going to be his last stop before the Masters. He's probably not playing in Texas because it's the Houston Open next week. And I think they have two in Texas before the Masters, if memory serves me correctly, but these weeks all run together. So yeah. he is in this event, and some of the LIV players have been allowed to play in these DP World Tour events because of course Paul Casey now on LIV. So they've allowed these guys like Louis Oosthuizen.
Is it guys that have wins? It might be that because
I was a little bit surprised because you know, Paul Casey, obviously frequent winner on the European Tour for many years. So yeah, I was a little bit surprised to see because some of these guys are playing those co-sanctioned Asian Tour events, those international series events. Like you've seen some of them in Oman and in a couple places over there. They have a few throughout the year. And that's really kind of where they pick up some world ranking points because we know LIV not part of the official world golf rankings, at least as of now.
Yeah, and I'm kind of joking about Lowry, but like I'm assuming he's doing this in part to keep his DP World Tour card, which we see as some of these guys do, right? Like Fleetwood.
You have to play a certain amount. Now, this is not a Ryder Cup year, but that is how they determine Ryder Cup eligibility because unlike the American, the U.S. Ryder Cup side, where it's the PGA of America kind of oversees that. It's not the tour that oversees that, but it is the DP World Tour that oversees the European side. So you have to play, I think, like a certain amount of events. So maybe that's one reason you see Shane Lowry here this week.
Probably does. Okay. All right, cool. Let's get to the good stuff, man. What are you betting on this week?
Yeah, and look, you know, didn't get too crazy here because I started very short on the board. And one that we just mentioned, I'm going to play Paul Casey, and I got him at 14-1. And look, very obviously was right there in Hong Kong, shot that Sunday 64 before he bowed out against Anser. Was ranked first in greens and regulation, second in scrambling for that event. Has won in Asia several times over his career. He's won in China, has won in South Korea. So very well experienced in this part of the world. Paul Casey, 14. And then not too far down, Rasmus Højgaard, 16-1. I think this might be a drop in class for Rasmus. He actually came over here, played a couple of events, played Bay Hill, and then played the Players. 49th in a missed cut, so nothing really to show for his two-week trip to Florida. But before that, he had a run of 6th, 8th, and 2nd in those last three DP World Tour events. So he seems like he's right on the precipice of winning again. Hasn't finished below 11th in any DP World Tour event. Alejandro Del Rey, 45-1. He was 3rd here last year. He is 3rd on driving distance on the DP World Tour. So if this course is a little bit firmer and not as waterlogged as it was last year, that could really, I think, help him out. So Alejandro Del Rey, 45-1. Bernd Wiesberger, 50-1, who's been solid since he lost his live status and came back to the DP World Tour, 16th, 37th, and 21st on the Middle East swing. But his work around the greens has been really good. He was first in strokes gained around the green in Bahrain, 7th at Ras Al Khaimah. So, you know, his short game at least is coming there. You know, can his ball striking meet that short game? And if it can, I think he can contend here. And then a couple Frenchmen, Frédéric Lacroix at 60-1. Finished 2023 at two top 20s, back-to-back top 20s, including one top five in South Africa. Rookie on the DP World Tour, 3rd at Ras Al Khaimah and 4th at Bahrain. 10th for strokes gained approach, 14th for strokes gained off the tee this season on the DP World Tour. So Frédéric Lacroix, he's kind of been a guy that's been lurking a little bit, and maybe this is a good spot for him to get a win. And then another Frenchman, Hugo Coussade, at 80-1, 7th and 1st and 2nd in his last three starts for strokes gained around the green. So another guy, pretty big hitter off the tee, but has really showcased that short game. So that is the card this week for the Singapore Classic.
All right, love it. As always, get all of Wes's bets at VSiN.com, as well as the rest of the Long Shots crew. Everything up for the Valspar Championship will be up there Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, and all of Wes's bets will be up there tonight at some point. So, all right, Wes, anything else around the world of note to hit on this week? Any other action for you in the golf world?
So far, this is it for me. I'm trying to think. I think the LPGA is still on the Asian swing. I am not positive. Yeah, actually, they are. Sayri Pak, former legendary golfer, is having a championship this week. So
I think that's in L.A.
Is it? Oh, that's right. Yeah. Are they back stateside? Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
Because Nelly Korda headlines the field. Brooke Henderson, Nasa Hadaoka. So pretty good field this week. We're about to get close to the major, the old it's the Chevron Championship. It used to be the ANA Inspiration, which was at the old Nabisco Dinosaur that was out in California. This is now in Texas. So we're about to have a major championship there. So so far, just DP World Tour and PGA Tour for me.
Okay, great. All right, well, this has been your first edition, full edition of Around the World with Wes Reynolds. Again, we'll be doing this every single Tuesday. Check back later. We will have our Valspar Championship preview up in the Long Shots feed. For Wes, I'm Kelly. See you later.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.